tornado warning for Anderson County, Mercer County, Morgan County, Warren County at 9:45 p.m. At 9 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado 5 miles northwest of Kingston. Doppler radar showed the tornado immediately.
July 27, 2017, 2 p.m.
Chef Bowles, please.
9-1-1, spot over to 5334 Metal Lane, court for mail, who's 6.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye.
A call comes into Sheffield Lake, Ohio's 911 dispatch.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Please.
Hello?
I had a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
In case you missed it, the caller has a boa constrictor stuck to her face. The shock from the dispatcher should tell you how unique this call is.
Boa constrictor!
You have a boa constrictor stuck to your...
4035 East Lake Road!
4035 Lake Road, and how old are you, ma'am? Ma'am, 4035 Lake Road, is that an apartment or a house?
It's a house, I'm outside with it!
You're outside with a boa constrictor stuck to your face?
Yes.
Okay.
I just rescued it yesterday, please.
You arrested the boa constrictor yesterday?
I rescued it.
You rescued it, okay.
In a twist of irony, the Ohio resident rescued the snake the day before. According to the National Geographic, boa constrictors cut off their victim's blood supply from their heart, liver, and brain, causing the organs to succumb to rapid tissue hypoxia. Once the prey is dead, the boa constrictor swallows them whole.
Ma'am, okay, ma'am, how old are you?
I'm 45.
All right, stay on the line, please.
Wait.
I've never heard of this before. Sheffield Lake Fire for EMS. If I had a station. The station doesn't come up for Sheffield Lake. Oh, well. I don't even know what...
Hi,
911. I've got a squad going 4035 Lake Road. I got a 45-year-old female in line. See, she has a boa constrictor stuck to her face.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ma'am, I've notified the ambulance. Is the ma'am, I've notified the ambulance and the fire and the police department. So the boa constrictor has a hold of your nose?
Yes.
Can you pry its jaw open if you pinch
no,
its
I'm
jaw?
No, I'm trying. There's blood everywhere.
Okay, and it won't. Its jaw won't open?
No.
Okay, how big of a snake are we talking, ma'am?
It's like 5.5 feet.
5.5 feet? And you said you rescued it yesterday?
It's worth noting that, while statistics vary, the death toll by captive constrictors in the U.S. seems to cap out at 10 or 11 people since 1990. With only one reported boa attack in the U.S. history. I've watched a number of hobbyist reptile videos, and it seems agreed upon that handling a constrictor solo is a big no-no. This is by no means victim-blaming. I just want to balance the scales for snake owners out there. Seems like a safe hobby with proper precautions. So, be safe if you get a boa yourself.
Yes, I rescued two.
You rescued two? Is the other one put away?
Yes.
Okay.
All of my snakes are put away.
How many snakes do you have, ma'am?
I have 11.
You have 11 snakes?
They're all ball pythons except for these two I rescued.
Okay.
Please.
Ma'am, I have an ambulance.
Like...
Ma'am, the ambulance and the police are coming. Are you having any difficulty breathing or swallowing? Ma'am, are you having any difficulty breathing or swallowing? Are you having any difficulty breathing or swallowing?
I can't hear you.
Are you having any difficulty breathing or
swallowing?
Yes,
I'm on the ground.
Okay, are you
I'm
having
on the ground.
Okay, are you having difficulty breathing, ma'am?
No, I'm just scared.
Okay, and do you know if the snake is poisonous?
No, it's not poisonous.
It's not poisonous? Okay, and are you outside or out front?
Oh, God, hurry, please.
Ma'am, the ambulance and the police are coming. Are you outside or out front?
Well, outside, up front.
You're out in the front? Okay.
Yes.
I don't want you to move, ma'am, okay?
I can't.
Okay.
Oh.
Is the snake wrapped around you, or does it just have a hold of your
He's
nose?
He's around my leg, and he's got my nose.
He's around your waist, and he has your nose?
Oh.
And you're right there by the intersection of Howell Street?
Right here.
Okay. You're right there by Howell Street, across the street from Howell Street on Lake Road?
4035.
Yes, ma'am, 4035. I was just confirming the cross street that you're by, okay? The ambulance and the fire department are coming, okay? Just try and stay calm. It still won't let go. It still won't release. Are they there with you, ma'am? Ma'am, are they there? Ma'am, are they there? Hello? Ma'am, I'm going to hang up with you since they're there, okay? Ma'am, I'm going to hang up now since they're there. They're there, okay, bye-bye.
You'll be relieved to know that the woman survived the attack. If you're a friend of snakes, maybe plug your ears for a moment. The snake's head was hacked off with the first responder's pocket knife. A fireman who was later praised by the mayor. The snake's body was discarded in the trash. What about the woman? How did she fare after the attack? Well, shortly after, a large empty cage was spotted in her front yard. A glass cage. Perhaps this attack changed her outlook on large deadly snakes.
A Sheffield Lake woman betrayed by her pet boa constrictor.
Yeah, she had just rescued the snake when it turned on her. Listen to this frantic 911 call.
Well, golly. But now Jennifer Awe visited the woman's neighborhood today.
Yeah, Jennifer, so what did her neighbors say about all this?
Well, Karina, Rob, neighbors telling me she was already known as the Snake Lady, even going out in public with her snakes usually wrapped around her neck. Now, what they did not expect was one of her snakes to bite her face.
This skin-crawling incident happened Thursday near the intersection of Howell and Lake Road. Neighbor Steve Kossman saying the 45-year-old woman had many snakes and became quite the talk of the town for wearing them.
She would have it around her neck and walk over to the park behind us here. I just thought it was a little odd with her snakes.
When the 911 dispatcher asked her exactly how many snakes she had, she said,
I have 11.
Sheffield Lake firefighters reportedly arrived to find the woman lying on her driveway. The boa constrictor was still wrapped around her neck, its fangs still in her face. One of the firefighters used a pocket knife to cut off the snake's head. The neighbors only needing one word to describe their reaction. Shock.
Oh, I was in shock.
I was just shocked. I mean, it was right next to my mother-in-law's house, so I was like, oh, it was right there.
While the snake was not poisonous, neighbors saying the woman was lucky to have gone to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, I would say she is very lucky to survive this.
Maybe she'll get rid of them now.
When we asked the woman if she plans on keeping her other snakes, she declined to comment. But her neighbor, Elliot Palmer's advice?
I'd probably put all the snake rescuing aside for a little bit, maybe reevaluate what I'm doing.
Thankfully, that woman is doing okay.
Capable of producing a tornado 5 miles northwest of Kansas.